Mun chinatam radio vaigual ngai zo sie hol nuam le ngai nuam.
Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, we are on the last Sunday of the ordinary time before Ash Wednesday, before we enter the holy season of Lent. For some of us, Lent is a dreadful word because of the penances and the demands of the church to look into ourselves and see at what stage of our life you are, our sinful stage. But Lent, I suppose, is something to be welcomed, sisters and brothers, because that's the time when we journey with Christ to Calvary. Today, on the 8th Sunday in ordinary time, the last Sunday before Lent, the church gives us this gospel passage, a continuation of last Sunday's gospel passage from Luke chapter 6 verse 39 on. The gospel of today is about giving an example to others, however small it may be. And the Lord said, "Can a blind man lead another blind man? Both will fall into a pit, into damnation." The gospel of today is just reminding us that we are to be lights to one another. That my light, my sanctity, my holiness should shine forth to give light to my brothers and sisters around me. And so if I myself am blind, how could I possibly lead another person? I need to have my eyes properly restored. Only then can I lead someone behind me. Let's read the gospel of Luke chapter 6 verse 39 on. It begins like this. "He also told them a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully qualified will be like the teacher." Sisters and brothers, the second message of today's gospel is this. A disciple can never be above his master, but the master also has the burden of showing the light to his disciple. So that looking at the master, the disciple can imbibe good things from the master. You know, in our Indian tradition, the guru, the teacher, is everything to a student, to a pupil. And at some stage, the teacher is more than the parent of the student. The teacher is everything. The teacher demands from the pupil that he follows his example. So you can imagine how much sacrifice the teacher has to make. The example that he has to give to the pupil so that he can follow him. And so the demand the master makes on himself so that the disciple can become like him. And so Jesus says, a disciple cannot be above the master, but a diligent teacher teaches the disciple to follow him. And a diligent student, a disciple follows the master. As I said, much was demanded in our Indian culture upon the guru, who is everything to the student, much more than the parents at some stage of the formation of the student. And, you know, the Buddhist tradition in the East, it's in Thailand, Japan, Burma, the demand made of every teacher in a Buddhist monastery, the example to be given by a master of the head of the monastery. So Jesus is telling us plainly that I am your teacher. You look at me. you'll find everything you need to know about good living, or fear of God, love of enemies, life of charity, whatever. You look at me, your teacher. I give you the example. You follow me. In this way, in today's gospel, Jesus affirms his mastership over us, his teachership over us, his leadership over his disciples. Look at me, and your life will be perfect. Verse 41 on again, why do you see the speck in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, friend, let me take out the speck in your eye, when you yourself do not see the log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eyes. So it's the continuation of Jesus' mastership. The theme of his own example for the disciples. I, your teacher and master, have shown you the example. And so be like me. Do not be judgmental. And the Lord's practical example is this. Why do you notice the speck in your brother's eye? Why you yourself have got a lock of wood in your own eye? That is, why do you see the dearth, the defect, the limitation of your neighbor when you yourself are full of defects, perhaps more than your neighbor? Clean yourself first. Take the speck out of your own eye. Then your eyes will be open. Your mind will be open. Your mouth will be open. Your heart will be open. When the heart is open, good words come out, words of love. The Lord is telling us, cleanse your own dirty hearts, your evil schemes. You scheme in your heart and mind. Then you will see your neighbor clearly, and you will be an example to your neighbor. Be clean first. The Lord's gospel of today, it's a hard demand, as we mentioned last Sunday. It's a huge demand Jesus made on his disciples. But then, unlike our worldly teachers, unlike our leaders of today, the Lord could not be accused of sin. As he himself said, if can anyone accuse me of sin, the Lord was so transparent in his life. He was so lovable. Crowds came around him, trampling on one another. Sometimes crowds were so great, the Lord had to be pushed to the sea so that he could sit on the boat and preach to the people on the shore. Just imagine the huge crowds that came to Jesus to listen to him. Because they find in him such extent of transparency, if you like, such purity of life, that love and words of love coming forth from his whole being, coming out of him, out of his mouth, out of his guts, that attracted the disciples. This attracted the crowds. So the gospel also says that they hung on his words and they followed him wherever he went, to the extent that he and the disciples could not have time to eat. Imagine, people were so pinned to him, so attached to him because of the transparency of his love, his life, and words of love emanating from his entire person. And you and I, as a disciple of Christ, we are expected to be transparent, that others may see in us our life. That's why Jesus gave as the very practical example or very practical parable, saying, remove the speck, remove the speck out of your eye, so that you can see clearly the speck of others. In other words, be clear yourself, and you will see goodness, kindness, love in others. And so cleaning up the speck out of our eyes actually is a process of recognizing the goodness of people around us. Much better than us, more exemplary than us. But what prevents us from seeing the goodness of others? The speck in our eyes, or the log in our eyes, that prevents us from seeing it. Now, as the people were attracted to Jesus, Jesus in turn was attracted to the crowd because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And they had the goodness, the willingness to listen to him, words of eternal life. That's why they came in big numbers. The Lord gave his whole life to the crowd. In our times, to see somebody exemplary, I would exaggerate, it's a rare commodity. To tell someone, wow, I like your way of life. The way you go to church, the way you read the Bible, the way you lead your Christian life. I just love that. And you are an example to me. Very few people we come by, sisters and brothers. Honestly. And so the challenge is thrown to all of us. So today's gospel is challenging us, inviting us. Come on. Clear the speck out of your eye. That is, cleanse your heart. Straighten your path. To recognize the goodness of others, so that for others, you may also be the embodiment of goodness, kindness, love, that seeing us, they may recognize the presence of Christ. Looking at our very eyes, at our person, at our words, our behavior, the way we move around, the way we relate with people, people will know that we are another Christ. God bless you all, and thank you.
Thì niềm nở. We'll be right back.
Munchinatam radio vaigual ngai zo sie hol nuam le ngai nuam.